wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this morning of the first day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now, according to our dial, is 4 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning, 4 minutes past 7 a.m. in the beloved and holy Biafra land, the same time in London, in England, United Kingdom, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are, irrespective of your time zone, irrespective of the continent that you are in, irrespective of the country you are sojourning in, irrespective of the city or the town of your abode, irrespective of the village or the community where you reside, we must welcome you, and as always, and in the only style that Radio Biafra can ever offer, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Unlike any other broadcaster, Radio Biafra is listened to across the entire surface of the earth. Radio Biafra is received wherever there are Biafrans, those of them born and baptized in this fire of liberty and restoration of the honor and dignity of man. We are here to do this very work because Chukwu Abiama asked us to come and do it. We have not come out of any special strength that we possess. We have not come because we have an overwhelming intellectual capability. We are not doing what we are doing for any other reason other than the very fact that we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. And for that reason and for that very purpose, we are here to do the work of God, and in so doing ensure that our country is restored in truth and honesty. Also, we mustn't fail to offer our praise, our thanks, our appreciation, and all that we have become to the glory and honor of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of hosts. We mustn't fail to acknowledge him for what he has done in the lives of Biafrans, for what he has done in our lives individually and respectively, for what he is going to do in the lives of his own children. Because he determined that we should come. Chukwu Abiama asked us to come, and we have come, that his will may be done. That his will may be done the same way it is being done in heaven. That when Yeshua was praying, when he said, "Thy kingdom come," that very kingdom is the land of Biafra. Other people may not understand it. Those of them not accustomed to the ways that things are done, where we come from, may not understand why we are literally obsessed with worshiping God. It's because that is the only thing we were born to do. Nothing more, nothing less, because we are the children of God. Anytime you have names like the way we do in Biafra land, you will also worship God the way we do. Ours is slightly different. We understand there are liberal governments around the world who are slightly perturbed. Those of them of rather atheist disposition who think that somehow we are going to replicate some sort of theocracy. And we say to you, no, we cannot do that. We are free people. We knew what freedom was before any other race of people on this earth. Even when our cousins, the Israelites, were busy asking for kings, we did not ask for king. And to buttress that, we went as far as naming our children Chibueze, that God is king, not man. Our unique attribute as a people must be recognized, it must be nurtured, and also it must be allowed to spread all over the world, because there is nothing at all to be afraid of or to be ashamed of in the way we do things here, not just on Radio Biafra, but within the wider IPOB family all over the world. We can never be dictators. We can never be tyrants. We can never be discriminatory in our approach. We can never stop people from coming to the holy land of Biafra to come and settle. We are open. We are law-abiding. And we want to be free. Not just freedom for a few people, but freedom for everybody who sets his or her feet on Biafran soil, regardless of who you are. Once you come into Biafra land, you are free. We want to show humanity what civilization should be like. That civilization we pray for, we ask for, will be made possible by the grace of God, not that of man. This same God who determined that we should come. As I welcome you here from this very fine makeshift studios of Radio Biafra here in Oslo, in Norway, I would not fail but remind you that it is your duty to let other people know that Radio Biafra is coming live and direct via satellite. You will let them know that Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. You will let them know that we can also be received, this very transmission can be received live and direct all over the world via www.radiobiafra.co. If you have missed any of our broadcasts here in the Nordic countries, we ask you to go to Radio Biafra broadcast. They're all there, uploaded. You can download them. Some people download them on a CD and sell them. Some people download Radio Biafra on a DVD or something and then distribute it for free. Anything you can do to draw attention to the very fact that we are fighting to restore the kingdom of God upon the face of this very earth, that very thing is noble and is welcomed by us. Therefore, I ask you to direct anybody who may ask you this very morning, afternoon, evening, or night, depending on where you are, to go to www.radiobiafra.co to go and tune their satellite. Any satellite decoder can get Radio Biafra. Anyone at all can receive Radio Biafra signal. Any decoder you have, if you tune it, you will get Radio Biafra. If you're in doubt, you call the office at Enugu, and there you will be told what to do, how to receive Radio Biafra. You can also go to tunein.com. Yesterday, when we had static all over the place, TuneIn, those of them listening via TuneIn app or tunein.com, they never had any static, because the forces of darkness cannot get to them. If you go to radioforest.net, if you go to biafrarestoration.com, if you happen to be upon www.biafravoice.com, if you go to peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, you will be able to receive Radio Biafra live transmission. We are coming to you live and direct, live and uninterrupted. And we must continue to do so until Biafra comes and beyond. We are not afraid of any man, anything born by a man, we're not afraid of. We are only afraid of the wrath of Chukwu Abiama should we fail. That is all that disturbs us. Anybody who is a member of this family, or if you have not become a member of this very family, you can start one wherever you are. You, your wife, and your children can start one immediately. Because Biafra is for everybody. Everybody does not belong to any one or group of people. It is for all. If you're running for your dear life and you set foot upon Biafra land, you will become a Biafran and you'll be set free. That is one thing the world must know. That is why we have come. That is why we must continue to do what we are doing until we get to that land that was promised to our ancestors. We welcome you wherever you are. You must welcome other people as well. We will go on to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary, after which our lines will open. And please, as I said before, there is a particular telephone number you need to have. This number is not going to change. This is Radio Biafra studio number, wherever we are. It doesn't matter. Even if we are on the surface of the moon, this is the number with which you can get hold of Radio Biafra anytime you like, especially during live interactive sessions of Radio Biafra broadcast. The number is +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, 0044 208 133 9976. We are on Skype, we are on Viber, we are on Tango. Our Skype ID, should you wish to add us to your contact list, which is not necessary, rather, before you call us, the number is +44, the Skype ID is Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Those are the channels, those are the means through which we can be able to take your call. And when you call us, we are and must be duty bound to take your call. If we do so, we shall bring it to the attention of humanity. Also, as soon as the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Memes, is able to join us, we shall bring him to you. This is your radio station. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. And we came to the Nordic countries. We came here in Oslo, in Norway, to go and meet Norwegian parliamentarians. We are lobbying them in the open because there is nothing to be ashamed of. We are lobbying the governments of the world in the open. We are doing things that no group of people or anyone ever did before. We are doing it because we have dedicated Biafrans who listen in secret and they make things happen in secret. And our dear brother and his family here in Oslo, in Norway, I saw them yesterday. They gave me dinner yesterday, this very family. He is a professional, a man of good standing, a very quiet man, a very handsome man with his very beautiful wife and very lovely children. This man made it possible for us to go and meet Norwegian parliamentarians, the politicians in this very country, and we are grateful to him, the same way we are to our brother in Los Angeles, California, for the work that he did. None of us are going to mention their names. These people, they will remain under the radar and continue to do the work that they're doing because the contact they are building for their country is invaluable. Invaluable. As soon as Biafra comes, we shall announce who they are to you. But for now, everybody must continue to do what they are doing. Those of them in the open, those of us in the open, we continue our work. Those of us working in the background must continue to do so. Ultimately, what we are doing is to the glory of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, that his kingdom may truly come upon this very earth. Therefore, I will once again welcome you. And I will once again encourage you. I will tell you that tomorrow is our Tweet Tuesday. We have gone lazy. We have stopped doing the very simple things that we are very, very effective. We have been through our, docility or laziness. At a particular period, Biafra was overtaken on every new media platform as the most dominant word. From tomorrow, Tuesday, once again, if you keep tweeting and your Twitter handle is suspended, you open another one. I don't know how people can say we are with you, keep going, I'm behind you, I'm beside you, I'm in front of you. You cannot open a simple Twitter account. People sometimes don't know how effective tweeting is. You don't know until the journalists of the world or BBC begin to beg us, please stop. We have heard what you're saying, please stop. Most of you don't know that CNN was begging us to stop telling them about what we are doing. Most of you never knew this. That BBC was begging. Biko Unokwu say, please, we have heard you. How did we make that happen? How did we make BBC to beg? BBC begged because we pursued them on Twitter. If you don't have Twitter account, go and open one today. This very minute, if you are in Canada, if you are in Mexico, in USA, in Brazil, in Venezuela, in Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, anywhere you are in the Americas, please open a simple Twitter account. It doesn't matter if it is fake. That is your business. Answer any name you like on Twitter. Set up a Twitter account the same way you will set up Facebook or Yahoo or whatever email that you have or Gmail. Go and make sure you open a Twitter account. Every coordinator in the world. Listen, this is a direct instruction to the head of the Directorate of State, General Asiebu. You will inform the COC and from there to the continental reps to tell every coordinator we have, including national and zonal, that our people must be informed to go and open a Twitter account tomorrow. We want to stop once and for all the killing of our people in Malaysia. Carol Monde, who is right now with our dear sister Ngozi Madho and the husband John in Sweden. Carol Monde, Uche Mefo, all the Facebook admin we have, you will ensure that on every, I said on every family page we have on Facebook, that we remind everybody to go and set up not one, but two or more Twitter accounts. Because tomorrow, we are going to fall or descend like the biblical plague of locusts upon the government and institutions of Malaysia. Tomorrow, we need the Twitter handles for those places. Gozie will arrange them. Uchenna Onyema, our COC, will ensure that Gozie provides all the Twitter handles we need to attack effectively the Malaysian government institutions to remind them to stop killing our people. If you have not opened up a Twitter account or do not intend to tweet tomorrow, there is no way I can see you as a Biafran. It's impossible. Because what we are doing is, Onurube Wanabaloso, if they are killing our people in Malaysia, we have to try and stop them before we bring them back home. Some of them don't have the ticket money to come back home. We are working for Biafra so hard that we can establish Biafra and we send our own aircraft to go and bring all our people back to their country. Once we establish Biafra, we will send out our own airlines with aircraft carrying the livery of Biafra. On each tail wing carrying the flag of Biafra to go and bring the children of the Most High God back to where they belong. Some of them don't have the ticket to come out. Not just in Malaysia, in Thailand, in China, all over the place. We have to bring them back. But before we bring them back, we must ensure that they are alive. That is why tomorrow we will tweet until our battery dies on our phones. We will tweet until the laptop crashes. We will continue tweeting tomorrow until Malaysian government will beg. They will beg us to stop. Gozie will provide the Twitter handles, which we are going to use. The correct institutions that we are going to hammer tomorrow, we will deal with them. We shall deal with them. So they will stop killing our people. Onurubewan Nabaloso means, if your fellow brother or sister who is a Biafran is in pain or in trouble, rather than running away, you walk towards them find out what is happening and help them. But not when they are involved in criminality, because here we don't condone evil. If you are involved in criminality, we can't help you. But if you are being persecuted or pursued, we will come to your rescue. And tomorrow, being Tuesday, the 2nd of September in the year of our Lord 2014, we shall stop the killings in Malaysia. All those detained illegally, their property stolen, we must bring it to the attention of the world. I don't want more than 3 or 4 handles. Al Jazeera, CNN, BBC, the dominant broadcaster in Malaysia, Malaysian Home Affairs or Home Office, and their Foreign Office, and the Office of the Prime Minister of Malaysia. Those 7 Twitter handles, we need them. We need to bombard them tomorrow. We must do so. Malaysia is important to all Biafrans, especially to myself. I have not hidden the fact that I love them. The reason why I love them is because of their dedication, because of the way they love their country and what they have done for their country. We can't afford to abandon them. I can't afford to abandon our people in Malaysia. We must actively save them. We must save our people there. That is what we are going to do. Twitter Tuesday will be dedicated to the saving of the lives of Biafrans in Malaysia. That is the theme. To save the lives of our people in Malaysia. Everybody, from the head of the Directorate of State down to the very last Biafran in a remote zone somewhere, even in Mozambique or Angola. Everybody must send their tweet message or Twitter message tomorrow. Not once, not twice, not 3 times. You will keep tweeting until the account is shut down, until your battery dies, or until your system crashes. Tomorrow, we save our people. I don't like people that do cosmetic freedom fighting. You don't know what it means. Freedom fighting. It did not say freedom relaxation. Freedom fighting means you continue. You conquer one thing and you continue until your freedom is assured. Even beyond then, you build a very fine country. Our work does not stop. Everybody must open a Twitter account. All of you must not also forget that what we have done in Oslo, Norway is part one. The part two is coming on the 11th in Barcelona, Catalonia, Spain. We are also descending upon Spain to continue the work to march in solidarity with the Catalan separatist movement. They are supporting us. We must support them. They want to be free. I don't know why the world is somehow fearful of freedom. People, for goodness sake, somebody wants to be free. People get divorced. They say, even in Britain, they encourage people to be divorced. They help, they write to you, ask you, do you want to be divorced? Why can't a group of people be free? We believe in total freedom. And in the constitution of Biafra, we are going to write it in. Any component unit that want to be autonomous or breakaway should be allowed to do so. Very, very simple. Very, very simple. That is nothing like territorial integrity. That is rubbish. What matters is the integrity of the freedom that people want to enjoy. Freedom supersedes everything else. Territorial integrity is rubbish. Freedom is paramount. In the new Biafra, if Efik or Ibibio want to break away and be on their own, we give them our blessing. Anybody who wants to be on their own, you can be on your own. Simple. Freedom is paramount. People don't know the meaning of freedom. It's not something you give in, please take some. No. Freedom is freedom in every way imaginable. We want to show the world what freedom is all about. The barrister has joined me. The very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlo, Barrister Memezu, has kindly woken up this morning to join me from London, all the way from London, I believe, via a secure line. I shall now go to the barrister himself to ask the barrister in the only style and way that he can, considering that he's a barrister and I'm not, considering that he sees things that I cannot see, considering that he's more affable, more amiable, more approachable than I am, according to some people, not my own saying, considering the wealth of knowledge that he possesses, his dedication to his country, I will invite him, of course, to very graciously and without any prevarication, acknowledge the wonderful and effervescent presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world this very fine morning, afternoon, evening, or night, depending on where they are. I don't know if the barrister can hear me. If you can, please, barrister, our people are waiting. Go ahead.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. It's a good morning here in London. We thank you, Director, for your dedication and for your steadfast love to our people and to mankind. Freedom is something that everybody, as far as you're a human being, must have. That ensures that you are living. Freedom supposed not to be denied to any human being, especially those that did not have any finger in your creation. Freedom is something that all of us must drink as water, breathe as air. Freedom is the latest and is the last a human being supposed to have. Fellow Biafrans, I greet you. I thank you from wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. Radio Biafra is ever steady. Radio Biafra will always be. And Radio Biafra will always give you the news. And we give you the views, analysis of what is happening in the zoo and how our struggle will be shaped. We are one and no one is competing with us. We do our own things the way Biafrans do it. We are not looking back. We are not looking sideways. We are dedicated in what we do. And our words here in Radio Biafra is votic. We will not relent. We will not look back. Two. And whatever we do, we move forward. We thank you always for your support, for all the assistance you are rendering to Radio Biafra and to the entire people of indigenous people of Biafra. We will remain grateful to your listenership. We will remain blessed for all the prayers, for all the thanks you shower upon us from Cambodia to Canada, from Israel to India, from New Zealand to Netherlands, from wherever Biafrans are. We do not segregate. We do not look away in representing our people. Malaysia is central to everything we do here. So as every Asian, America, wherever, Africa, any continent, any country where Biafrans are, we will be the example of how human beings supposed to love one another. No Biafra man or woman shall be allowed to perish in any country, because we are created by Chukwu Abiama. We will represent all of you in the new Biafra, that any country that lays their fingers upon our people must be held responsible. No single Biafra woman, men, old, young, should ever be wasted by any individual country, for we will ask for the lives of our people, for we will ever remain dedicated in service to our people. Biafrans are loved. Biafrans are made by Chukwu Abiama. We remain steady and we remain blessed, and we will represent our people whichever way they are, wherever they are. For Biafrans, we are one. For Biafrans, we came to from a land well blessed, a supreme land that we value so much that we will die for. That is what is called patriotism. We will remain ever grateful for Chukwu Abiama, for where he placed us as human beings. Therefore, we should not allow anybody to remove us from the land we were originally placed by the man in heaven, Chukwu Abiama Chinekukike himself. We welcome all of you as you are converging as you are coming together to listen to what director is bringing to you in the name of news, in the way he described things that even a fool will attest that Radio Biafra is the only place where you can understand. I had one guy who was fussing about yesterday, claiming he's from Owerri. No Owerri man or woman can ever bring out such rubbish that was coming from him. I had everything. He has a Yoruba accent. He's not an Owerri man. Director, I listened to everything where I was yesterday.
I know.
It's a shame I could not call in. But the guy is not an Owerri man, I must tell you, because we've been sitting and listening to every voices that came from anywhere. We know where they're coming from. People will deceive themselves and claim something that they are not. I've never had any Owerri man where I came from to sound so stupid, to sound not compromising, not even reliable. Director, when an Owerri man talks, you will know. For we are ever steady in anything we believe in. We are not saboteurs. We don't look back. We don't collect money on a Owerri man. You can never bribe him. Because for us, we are not the type of people that look for wealth. We are self-sufficient in whatever we have and whatever we do. And a Owerri man cannot sound like that particular moron in which he spoke yesterday. I was ashamed of myself, director, even when you said to him, you are from where Barista Mamizu came from. Then when this guy started talking, where I was hiding, he hit my face even more. Director, I was uncomfortable. Throughout the time you gave this guy talking rubbish and was not even able to listen to what you were trying to correct him on. He spoke because that name Owerri is a blessed name. Most people like to tarnish that image. Go to Facebook. Somebody from Nkobu will claim he's from Owerri. Somebody from Ijebuode will claim he's from Owerri. People, please, stop using that name unnecessarily for any Owerri man or woman. We know ourselves, and we know our voices, and we know how we talk. We don't talk rubbish. We represent Biafra fully to its integrity. Good morning, fellow Biafrans. Right? I'm standing here to listen to any other person that claims rubbish from Owerri. I will fly out from where I am to go and visit them. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. As I said, the only way that he, the very learned barrister, very eminent, very, very eminent, the barrister listens to everything that we do here, even when he's not joining us, so that he can find out fake Owerri people and be able to offer his own rejoinder. We welcome each and every one of you. The barrister has welcomed all of you, and we ask you to please bear with us as we proceed this very morning from here in Oslo, in Norway, to bring you this very message that Chukwu Abiyama have said we must bring to you. Nothing we do is out of our own volition, out of our own strength. We do it by his grace and no other. We are not Pentecostalists, we are not hypocrites, we are not like those people. We are the children of the Most High God. We don't worship anything else. We bow before no image. We don't have anybody's picture on our walls talking rubbish to us, either in a dream or in a sleep. That is garbage. When Yeshua was on earth, there were no cameras. Where did they get the picture of the people they're putting up on the wall? These are insane people of very iconoclastic nature. Thou shalt not worship anything, be it under the river, under the sea, anywhere it is. Any image or likeness. Any image. And people say they obey God. They say they obey God. I wonder. You will have no other God before me, so says the Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiyama. And that is fine by me. I worship nothing else, and I make no apologies for it. Nothing else. That is what God said. His words doesn't change. His words does, it never ever changes. It's the same always, now, tomorrow, and always. God cannot say to Moses, don't worship any other God. And you come again and tell me rubbish in another testament you're talking nonsense about. Concocted in Nicaea, in Byzantium. and tell me, God, oh my goodness me. People should reason properly. Do you see why God created Biafrans? That the world may know who he is. The world doesn't know anymore. That they may know who he is. The same way all the miracles wrought with the children of Israel. That the world may know. That the world may know that he is God. That time has come for us to go and do something proper. The way it's meant to be done. If you try something, it doesn't work. You try something else. You have been worshipping other gods all this while. Following other people's gods all this while. Where are you today? Kenebunu not today. You follow other things given to you by other people. Have you survived as a people? The answer is no. Do you have food where you come from? No. In Biafra land? Do you have electricity? No. Do you have good roads? No. Do you have hospitals? No. As somebody said yesterday, I think it was one of them, our very credible and formidable coordinator of the United States of America. You are meant to go to school for 4 years. But if you calculate the number of time you were in school studying, it is less than a year. And then you come out with a degree, you travel to America, and you come and talk rubbish about Biafra. People who don't know the meaning of Marshall Plan. Do you know how learned we are? Do you think we just came up one day and started shouting Biafra, Biafra? I said, bring the argument from anywhere. We'll tell you how the length and breadth of our grasp of what is happening around us is. We teach you. When he was saying Germany, he never knew there was Marshall Plan in Germany. We know everything. Up to the rebuilding and what they said to Emperor Hirohito in Japan before Japan was rebuilt. People don't quite understand. They think, oh no, they are blacks from Africa, so what would they know? We say, bring it on. We give you time to speak. You can speak all you like. But then comes the questions. Can you answer them? That's all. Do you know what is the Marshall Plan? Most people do not know. That was how Germany survived. If Biafrans had received, how can I put it? 1,000th of the Marshall Plan that Germany received, the world will not see our backs today. We'll be self-sufficient. We will be trading with the world. We'll be buying their goods and services. We will have the companies like Sony, like Toshiba. We will have companies like Motorola established in Biafra land. You go throughout the whole of Africa, there is no corporate presence, any meaningful corporate presence in Africa. Why? Because the countries do not have the infrastructure to support that level of high business. That's what I call it. High-end business. We do petty trading. We are more or less monkeys coming down from the branches of trees all around Africa. Our news headlines and accompanying summary this very day, the first day of September in the year of our Lord, 2014. In 10 days' time, we will be in Catalonia, in Barcelona to be precise. We'll be marching. All the televisions of the world will be there to showcase Biafra. People think we are going to stop. People are stupid. Do we look like those that will go and stop? Or those that will go and be bribed into submission? You're not well. There is no glory greater than Biafra. No glory greater than Biafra. Right now, I travel all over the world. Biafrans buy my ticket. They feed me. They accommodate me. Everything that I need is provided for me by my people. You want me to stop it and then compromise the struggle and then I start buying things for myself? No, I quite enjoy being taken care of, if truth be told. Do you know how many people in this world can say that they are people? My people pay my airfare. My people feed me. They clothe me. How many people can say that? Do you think I'm going to abandon that type of life for a life of a private jet that I'll pay for myself? No, I don't want it. Even if I have to travel by canoe. There is a certain joy and pleasure that comes from knowing that your people care about you the same way you care about them. Do you know what it means? to be loved by millions of people. You understand what that means? Sometimes I wonder, why would people actually abandon that to go and look for crumbs that is falling off the house of Fulani table? What? As we shall go to later on. How the kingdom has fallen, the criminal empire. Now, Owazulike is calling Nigerian police. As I told the members, he called Nigerian police for me. He called Nigerian SSS for me. Today, he has called Nigerian police for his own members. Nigerian police. Hey! You people are ashamed to freedom fighting. We shall continue. The British must apologize to Biafrans over genocide. Somebody has written a very compelling piece. You know, we're very intelligent people. And we shall read it. Thousands flee to Cameroon as Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram conscript used to fight in the zoo. People tell us, oh, war is not good. You don't need to fight. But they are recruiting to come and kill us now. They are coming to kill us. What do we do? We kneel down and recite Psalm 23 and say that there is power in the world. As you're kneeling down, they come and match it to death. Chukwuebem is saying you must rise up, go and prepare yourself, fortify and defend your land. Go and read the Bible very well. Those of them that watch over Israel shall not sleep, so says the Lord. And we are talking rubbish. We are in the era of grace. There. We continue. Anxiety as police move against MASOB commanders who are against Owazurike. Nigerian police, can you believe that? A freedom fighter claiming, oh, this is a Biafran passport. Can you buy it now? This is Biafran currency. We now have our country. Disgracing our flag all over the place. Do you know that Owazurike called Nigerian police to go and remove Biafrans from the house that they, Biafrans, built? So-called torture chamber that they refer to as Freedom House, in Okwe. They say that the kingdom of Satan, Ekwensu, is filled with darkness. I think time is coming close when Owazurike need to die. That man, I think the time has come. Not us, no. He has called Nigerian police to come and evict the same people they have been torturing. Nigerian police to come and take out the same people that they have been killing and imprisoning for the past nearly 14 years. Our people are without shame and honor. The same Nigerian police that killed us and our bodies are in the mortuaries in Onitsha. The same Nigerian police, he has forgotten. Atiku then once shoot at sight. Was it in 2004? Is it 2000 that they killed our people in Aba as well? Has this idiot forgotten? Has this fool forgotten all these things? This idiot, has he forgotten all these things? To call Nigerian police to come down to harass yet even more people. Hi. So all those times we are hearing, Nigerian police, stop chasing our people. Stop. He was the one orchestrating everything. Southeast governors are meeting in Enugu. These are the vagabonds, the bloodsuckers, the rogues. These are those who are hell-bent on destroying the kingdom of God on this very earth. Igbo governors chosen by Hausa Fulani men to come and wreak havoc upon the lives of very helpless and hopeless innocent people. If your relative is not abroad, you're starving to death. They're meeting in Enugu. Now, the news in greater detail before we open our lines. The recurrent killings, bombings, and destruction of human lives by the Boko Haram religious sect in the name of Allah and their demands for the Islamization of Nigeria was the greatest justification for the foresight of the late Odumegwu Ojukwu, the president, commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the defunct Republic of Biafra. Odumegwu Ojukwu, a visionary leader, became the military administrator of Eastern Region after the military coup of 1966. It was Ojukwu as the battalion commander in Kano who foiled the northern axis of the Kaduna Nzogu coup of 1966, while Ironsi foiled the Lagos end. An Igbo man carried out a coup, and the Igbo men foiled it. Of course, But we continue. All that is history. That is the way we are as a people. As we are talking about Biafra, some people are talking about one Nigeria. Until he strikes everybody in the face. Ojukwu stopped Nzuakwu from carrying out a coup in Kano. And also, Agui Ironsi, the only battlefield decorated general that you have in the whole of Africa. I said a general. You know, when a white man makes you general, it means you are indeed a general. Not quota general. Ironsi followed the coup in Lagos to preserve one Nigeria. Ironsi was killed by one Nigeria. Odumegwu Ojukwu, one Nigeria fought him, killed 5.2 million of his people, sent him on exile, he came back. They said, oh, don't worry, you'll be the senator. And they disgraced him. He failed in his own father's compound to become the senator for Nnewi. Only we beat him. That is Nigeria for you. Never ever work for Nigeria. We continue. The events that occurred later and the one-sided success of the coup created the wrong impression that it was an Eastern agenda. This helped to exhume the age-old northern resentment of the industriousness of Nigerians of Eastern extraction. This resentment led to the pogrom, a genocide where Igbo people stopped all these Easterners from bunkum. We are Biafrans, we are rounded up and brutally murdered in hundreds of thousands all over the zoo, the northern part of the zoo. This pogrom included even the military barracks. Part of the reasons for the pogrom was the view of the northerners that these Biafrans should be slaughtered until they leave us alone to secede from the zoo. Hausa Fulani people, we are the ones that wanted to secede until the British intervened. Araba, go and look for the meaning of it. That's what they were chanting. For the little boy that rang us from New York talking rubbish, Nigeria, Nigeria. You know these children, I don't know where they come from. I just don't know where they come from. Little children lacking in knowledge and understanding. There is no wisdom. There is no spirit of discernment. There is no capability to grasp even the most mundane points on why the zoo should be destroyed. It was Hausa Fulani people, the same Buhari you're looking at. All the, they are the ones are saying that they, Hausa Fulani, do not want to be part of one Nigeria. It was the British that said, no, please stay there. You are the landlord. We cannot get access to the oil fields of Biafra land if you don't have control over it. The British, in order to have access to Biafran oil, had to hand over the power to the rather very ill-educated and uncultured, unrefined Hausa Fulani people. That's what happened. That is exactly what happened. All the war that you see today is because of oil. And the Biafra war was not exist. The British government of Harold Wilson. Harold Wilson was a principal shareholder in BP. He had stocks and investments in Shell. This is the British Prime Minister. Harold Wilson, Labour Prime Minister. That is why in countries where you are, never follow left wing. Never. Always go for conservative right wing. They are the ones that support freedom. Like in America, follow the Republicans. They support freedom, not Democrats. Most of you don't know that it was a Republican that brought, that freed the slaves in America. It was Democrats who said no, that slavery must remain. It was the Conservative Party in the United Kingdom that supported Biafra. The right-wing conservative. It was the Labour Party claiming, oh, black people should come and join us and all this rubbish. They are the ones that supported the genocidal massacre and slaughter of 5.2 million people. These are historical facts. Most of you do not know this, but they are facts. The right-wing Christians in America will save us. The right-wing Republicans, those in Tea Party, they are the ones that will give us Biafra. Not Democrats. Obama. Never, ever, ever. Obama can never, it's impossible. Despite having Igbo in their blood, they will say no. After all, Igbo men stopped an Igbo coup before. And what did Nigeria pay them back with? Let's continue. The counter coup of 1966, which led to the death of Agui Ironsi. Agui Ironsi followed the coup now in Lagos, and then they killed him as to compensate. The Demeter of State was to give way for Northern secession from the Zoo. The inheritor of the situation, Yakubu Gowon, was eager for there to be a separation from these troublesome Southerners, and he was willing to finish what Sir Ahmadu Bello was agitating for before the independence of Nigeria in 1960. Most of you don't know Sir Ahmadu Bello. Sir Ahmadu Bello is the great grandson or the grandson of Othman Damfodio. Othman Damfodio was the person that brought this very criminal form of Islam you're seeing today in Boko Haram. They are the Hausa Fulani, they are the Fulani people rather. They are not Aborigine, they are not original to Hausa land. They came. Othman Damfodio was a tutor. He was teaching the kings of Habe. He was teaching their children Quran. He came as a teacher. And he took over Hausa land. They established the Sokoto Caliphate. From there, the grandson emerged, Ahmadu Bello, to become the premier of the North. Well spoken, I have to tell you. Have you heard Ahmadu Bello speak English before? Dear Lord God, only his accent alone. You will never believe that a Fulani man can speak English this way. This man was full of hatred. This man said they were going to colonize us and Islamize us. When that was not possible, they wanted to secede. They did not want to be part of one Nigeria. They said no to Nigeria. Hausa Fulani people said no to Nigeria. They said no to it. They said we don't want one Nigeria. In 1957, a politician named Anthony Nahoro tabled a motion at the then Legislative Assembly in Lagos asking for Nigeria to become independent. It should have become at the same time with Ghana. Do you know, these are Hausa people that claim they love Nigeria so much. You know, some of you people's children that came out with third class and went to America. Now we're about to teach you history. You don't know. Hausa Fulani people said no to Nigeria being independent. But today they're telling you, we want Nigeria, our country, independent, in the integrity of Nigeria. But my dear Hausa Fulani man, in 1957, you voted against Nigeria becoming independent. You said that the British should continue to rule us. Is that correct or not? Do you see why I want them in a televised debate? I don't know why they keep running. I want to explode this myth of Nigeria and one Nigeria. To let people know that the same Hausa Fulani that killed 5.2 million Biafrans in pursuit of this British agenda of one Nigeria, that they may have access to the oil fields of Biafra land, that they never wanted Nigeria in the first place. Hausa said no to Nigeria. Now you know. They think that we just came to do Biafra. We have come to destroy Nigeria. Nigeria won't exist anymore. That's satanic enclave. Anybody referring to himself or herself as a Nigerian, you are lower than a Calibos monkey. Monkey ndia nadiobere. In a cage back home. Or in a gongoro in a big lorry. That monkey has more brain than you do. Black African people are intellectually retarded because they cannot reason properly. That's why they are poor. That is why they are poor. It does not take Einstein to know that you have one Nigeria because of oil in Biafra land. The British cannot get to that oil because after the Second World War, America told them to disengage from Africa. No more colonialism. And who said that? A Republican president of America. Always follow the Republicans. They may sound very harsh. They may sound very harsh. They are more like us anyway. But they are very kind and very soft on the inside. Believe you me. They are very soft and kind on the inside. Don't go with those ones that want to mollycoddle you, that tell you sweet words, but behind your back, as you turn your back, they say waka. Follow those that tell you the truth, even if it is painful. Follow them. In America, follow the Republicans. Very important. The North, due to no fault of theirs, has viewed the Southerners with suspicion. The feudal North wanted to preserve their monarchical, theocratic, and simplistic culture. They detested the all dilution, association associated with Western education, Western lifestyles, and Western radicalism. That is the beginning of Boko Haram. Most of you don't know this, that Boko Haram was started by the British. Do you know how they started it? When they brought us the Bible, and once Biafran saw that God was mentioned, that there is God, salvation, heaven, they said, of course, this is where we belong. We embraced Christianity. The same Bible missionaries went to the northern part of the zoo, to the Mohammedan Emirates of the north. Do you know what happened? The MS, they told the British, we don't want this Bible here. We don't want our children to go to school. No to school. No to your education. That was how Boko Haram started. And the British said, yes, we will not train your children. We will not bring the Bible to you. Just give us what we want. Give us your granite. Give us the little sand that you possess. Help us to get the oil from Biafra land. Anything you want, we give you. That was the deal the British struck with Hausa Fulani people. That is why today the British have control of the oil. In fact, they have control of the resources belonging to the zoo. That is why if you steal 50 million and go to Britain, you go to jail. If you bring in 2, 3, 4, 5 billion pounds, you are fine. You go and buy a house in Bayswater and they help you put your children in good schools. British. That's what they have done to us. That's what they have done to us. But an average, typical African, more of a monkey than a human being, cannot reason that far. Because, anyway, that is why they are monkeys. That's why they call them black monkeys. Because they can't reason properly. But here on Radio Biafra, with our listeners all over the world, numbering in our millions, we have brains. We reason properly, like human beings should. That is why we are different. That is why they want to shut us down. That is why they do all that they can. That is why they go and create fake Biafran groups. Fake. Fake. Answering Biafra. Fake. Poor, wretched, hungry people. Fake. We continue our work. The North was apprehensive of being forced into a marriage with the South of the zoo. The British colonial government had a sway... The British colonial government had a sway time convincing the North oligarchy that being joined to Nigeria was to their best interest. The North was not convinced, citing population, commerce, religion, cultural differences as part of their fears. The Northerners told the British, the Southerners outnumber us. And the British said, no, don't worry, we can fix it. And the British did. They had a census. The British said that the North is bigger than the South, which is impossible. As somebody told them, everywhere in the across the coast of West Africa, you cannot have more people in the desert than there are in the rainforest. It's impossible because you don't have any rain. All you have is the blood of cattle to drink and the milk. You don't even have water to drink. Ask yourself, what do Fulani people drink? It's the blood of the cattle and the milk. They don't have any water. How, therefore, can you have people in the desert more than you have in the rainforest? It's not possible. But the British said, no, don't worry. We can fix it. That was how Britain introduced rigging and falsification of numbers to the zoo. By the time they finished their census of 1953, the British said that Hausa people can go forward and form a government that will rule the whole of the zoo with only their numbers. They formed the Northern People's Congress. Do you know the only person that formed something resembling Nigeria? It was an Igbo man. Of course, he didn't form it. NCNC was started by Herbert Macaulay, a Yoruba man, and given over to Nnamdi Azikiwe. Nigeria Council, or National Council of Nigeria and the Cameroons, or National Council of Nigeria and whatever it is, NCNC. The Hausa Fulani people formed their own and said, Northern People's Congress. The North, not Nigeria. Today you see them running about. Oh, Nigeria. I think I'm back. Oh, one Nigeria. Integrity of Nigeria. All these idiots because they have made money. They have stolen money. And they want to keep stealing. Oh, one Nigeria. Our country, one Nigeria. That was when, after looking at the zoo called Nigeria, I stopped blaming white people that call blacks monkeys. I'm telling you the truth. I stopped blaming them. Because people cannot reason properly. Then you're a monkey, for goodness sake. If you can't think properly. Rubbish. We continue this. And thanks to Oforma. Oforma knows how to get me going sometimes. This is a rare gem. This article. It says magnificent. And we must preach it. Magnificent. The British colonialists had to organize to divide Nigeria into three regional blocks. Britain. Very satanic and occultic in everything that they do. Satanic. Satan. Ekwensu. We are living as free people. Not perfect, I agree. But as free beings. They brought us hell. Britain. When Biafrans are walking through the desert to get to Europe, it's because of the British. When children give birth to their young ones and sell them, it's because of the British. When people are being killed in their churches as they go to pray, the British caused it. They brought the rule and the reign of Satan and of darkness upon the lives of the children of light, the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, which is what we are trying to remove them from. That burden, that yoke. That's why we are here. These British colonialists had to organize to divide the zoo into three regional blocks, east, west, north, knowing that a balkanized south would be easier to manipulate by divide and rule. That was when they told Calabar people, oh, you're not Igbo. If you be, oh no, you're different, you're separate. Because they still needed further access to the oil fields. Divide and rule is the best way to do it. They said to Ikwere, hey, but you're a bit different. Can't you see that how you say good morning is different from how they say good morning at Ohafia where you come from? So you are different. And the idiots accepted. And where are they today? Kebununo. Where are you people, so-called Bayelsa, Rivers, all this rubbish, where are you? Only Akwa Ibom do I have respect for, and Cross River. I don't respect the rest. We love them because they are our people. I don't respect you. Because you have no honor and integrity. You stand firm. People should go and find out the meaning of it. A white man cannot leave Europe and come and tell you what is good for you. It's impossible. A Yoruba man who is conspiratorial in nature, these are people conquered by women. There was a Dahomian army that was made up of only women. They came and conquered Yoruba. Omuwani, come on, for goodness sake. What good can come out of Yoruba? They will come from Yoruba land to come and tell you in Calabar that Igbos are dominating you. And you agreed and you fell for the rubbish. Today, where is that oil that you claim Igbos will take from you? You don't know that Igbo land is full of oil? I will show you oil when you come to where I come from. I'm not going to tell people all these things because Britain will go and look for even somebody to come and take us over because they want oil. They think they can get away with it. We come in peace, but we bring hell with us as well. Everything bleeds. Everything. Every human bleeds. They don't have two heads, that we have only one. If we claim that men are created equal, now is the time to prove it. They kill us and we kill them. Simple. Is that difficult to do? Are they not running helter-skelter now against ISIS? But when they were dropping bombs on Saddam Hussein, they didn't quite know that this was going to happen, did they? Today, they are running helter-skelter on the streets of London. Nobody has monopoly over violence and death of other people. Nobody does. There are British holidaymakers all over the world, all over Africa. They do anything to us, we hunt them down and kill them. Simple. They think we are daft. No, we are not. We are peace-loving people. We are God-fearing people. We can never be terrorists. Never, ever, ever. It is not in our nature because we revere life. Never in our nature. Never, ever, ever. In our nature. So when they do their stupid profiling at the airport, I say to them, we can never be, somebody bearing this type of name can never ever be a terrorist. Never. It's impossible. So stop searching up and down, searching and searching and searching everything. Because we are not like that. We are children of God. We don't take lives. Never take lives. We are not terrorists and can never be. Mad people. We love life. More than anything, man can do the beauty of life. That's what we call a human being. With the tension of 1966, Ojukwu and Gowon met in Abuja, Ghana, where the roadmap for Lu's Confederacy of the Zulu was drawn. The British advisors convinced Gowon that federation is as good as secession, and as such, the Abuja Accord should be jettisoned. The same British. They said go for peace. We said yes. We went to Abuja in Ghana. The same British, they came again. I said to Gowon, don't say no to Confederacy. Confederacy means secession. Because they wanted that oil. That oil. Oil in Biafra land was the key. If you allow them to control that area, we will not get our oil money. Please reject it and go to war. The British then set off, go on to go to war to kill us, the children of God. They are lucky we have not killed any British person. Today they're not running from Islam. Because Islam, if you kill them, they come and kill you. But we never killed anybody. And we will not kill anyone. We just want our freedom, that's all. We continue. What is our news today? Following sustained Boko Haram attacks in the northeastern part of the zoo, thousands of the monkeys from this same zoo have been forced to flee their homes, swamping towns in the north of the Cameroon. Authorities said yesterday, monkeys are running from the zoo. They are now refugees in the Cameroons. The same thing that happened to we, Biafrans, must be beaten upon everybody. Yorubas will get their punishment last, and theirs will be more sustained and more devastating. Write it on a piece of paper. Yoruba will get their own comeuppance last. The same way I said to you that Owasirike will fall, he has fallen. The same way I said to you that everybody belonging to Bilie Human Rights Initiative is a child of Satan. All of you will be hunted down and killed. I swear on my life, God in heaven is my witness. Everybody there will be hunted down and killed for daring to bring APC Boko Haram and associating it with Biafra. You are all dead men walking. And women, if you have women amongst you. There will be no mercy. None whatsoever. We tell you in advance so you know we are not cowards. Yoruba will suffer. Anybody that toys with the name Biafra, you are going down. Ourselves included. If I mess about with Biafra, I will die. And so will my generations to come. Biafra is a spiritual calling. All the way from God. You mess up with it and you're going down. Go and ask those that came before us. What happened to them? Joaha, they will tell you. It's not everything we can tell you on radio because we don't want to appear to be disrespectful to anybody. Go and ask them what happened in the secret of their home, in the comfort of their own homes. They will tell you. If you know what is going on, if they give you Biafra, you run away. People don't know what is happening. Following sustained Boko Haram attacks, the monkeys from the zoo are running to the northern Cameroon, the same way we fled to Gabon, the same way we went to Cape Verde, the same way we fled to Ivory Coast. Now, the monkeys of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North are now fleeing to neighboring areas. What goes around, as they say in English language, comes around. It goes around, it comes around. History has an uncanny way of repeating itself. That is why I don't want us to lose again. We need weapons, we need arms. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. We need to prepare. That was why we lost. We are not prepared. We are not. Ojukwu started to run around to use his father's money to go and buy weapons. We are not prepared then. Let us prepare now. We prepare and we win. Simple. Why me hand a good for? After the 3-day attack, 29 persons were killed, while 215 of the youths who fled to Cameroon to escape the forceful conscription have recounted their ordeals in the hands of the insurgents. Boko Haram is gathering momentum. Jonathan is weak, decrepit, the hopeless, and imbecilic. If we have people like Jonathan and the new Biafra running for any high office, they will be put in mental homes. In Saka. As soon as they say, I want to run, we analyze them and put them in Saka, in mental homes. The man is a retard. There was tension yesterday at Okwe. Owasrike have now asked, he's now cooperating with the Nigerian police to come and kill and hunt down fellow Biafrans. This is freedom fighting Igbo style. This is why I hate the word Igbo. I told you now. Anything you put Igbo into, if you like, try it now. Which Igbo association in the world is doing well? The answer is none. Do you think it's not for a reason? There is a reason to it. Igbo group. We are fighting for Igbo interest. Any day you open your mouth and say, I am fighting for Igbo interest, from that day your decline and demise sets in. Check it anywhere, any day, anytime. This is Radio Biafra. What we preach is gospel. It's gospel, gospel. There was tension yesterday at Okwe, yesterday being Saturday, I believe, because this news was reported on Monday, which means it was called on Saturday, yesterday being on, no, it's yesterday actually, Sunday. There was tension yesterday at Okwe, in Oni, Moloko government area of Imo State, as over 100 armed policemen stormed the headquarters of the Movement for the Actualization of the Sovereign State of Biafra, MASOP, to dislodge the MASOP commanders. They had resisted the ejection order by the embattled leader of the group, Chief Ifajuna Ralph Wazurike, over the leadership crisis rocking it. An eyewitness said the operation, which sent residents scampering for safety, began at 6 a.m. and lasted for hours. The source added, we were woken up by the sound of guns and we scampered for safety, not knowing where the gunshots were coming from. Later we discovered that policemen were shooting at MASOP headquarters. Hey, Arueme. Arueme. Wazurike called Nigerian police to come and kill Biafrans at a house that Biafrans built, contributed money and built. It's called Freedom House. But a house he converted to his own. And that kicked off the mansion spree, acquisition of luxury properties. The policemen came. They are Hausa Fulani, you know. I told some idiots writing on Facebook a while ago, Nihenegemun. Owazurike has gone to invite Nigerian police. Owazurike invited Al Mustafa, invited Muhammad Abacha's son. Oh, sorry, invited Muhammad Abacha, who is Abacha's son, to come to the same place and give them to one gun salute. Today, Hausa Fulani policemen have used their filthy boots and uniform to march into Biafra land, shooting at Biafrans. Those commanders should not respond to Nigerian police and wait for me till I come back next month. No, this month rather. And then we organize our response, which will be adequate. I told them now, if you follow the truth, you see the light. There will be darkness over you. Darkness will overcome you. Or chichere will overcome you. We continue. This eyewitness added that we were woken up by the sounds of gunshots. We scampered for safety. We didn't know where these gunshots were coming from. This gunshot is in Biafra land, fired by Hausa Fulani policemen, invited by this vagabond criminal. Our people, you lied to yourselves. That is why we are all deceived. I was also deceived myself. I was a member of MASOP myself. So was my good friend Longinus Ojiako. May his soul rest in peace. People ran away from this idiot because he was a fool and a criminal. A pathetic and wretched criminal. If this man doesn't die disgracefully, then there is something wrong. Then Biafra is no longer a spirit. For Biafra to be feared, that name Biafra, this man must die disgracefully and vultures will eat his flesh. He's a madman. Speaking with the nation, the master director of information, Uchenna Madu, who was converted, he is actually the chief kidnapper, converted into a kidnapper. Uchenna Madu, I campaigned for to be released from prison. After campaigning for him, he came to kidnap me. Uchenna Madu, the same Uchenna Madu. I told him, Biafra Duneme. He said what they built for 10 years are destroyed in 3 months using Radio Biafra. He said because people are criminals. Unwundushi. Has it not occurred to you now that I was right all along? I accepted his apologies. He apologized, accepted it. But it's good to know that following a criminal does not pay. By their fruits, you shall know them. If you see truthful people, you will know. A hundioku as liars and deceivers, you will know. If you see liars, you will also know. Oh, God. This guy who was sacked, this man sacked, alleged that the policeman vandalized the MASOP headquarters in a bid to dislodge the commanders who were occupying the secretariat against the directive of Wazirike. He said, "We learned that the policemen were acting on an order from above to force out the commanders from the headquarters. Wazirike lied to the presidency that we are working with opposition to frustrate the president." That's what he does. Lying. But Uche Namata told you so. Wazirike lies all the time. Wazirike had to get the police to come to Okwe, and Jonathan asked them to come. Jonathan gave order for Nigerian police to come and shoot at fellow Biafrans because that these rebel commanders are working with APC. Lying like Okwasi. I don't know why our people listen to lies. I don't know. I can't understand why. I don't know why. Oh, dear Lord. We continue. They said that these commanders, we are working to frustrate President Jonathan's re-election. Wazirike is not a politician campaigning for anybody. That's what MASOP said. We campaign for politicians when they come to us. That's what our job. But in the public, it's like this useless billy people. In the public, they say, oh, we're fighting for Biafra. But at your papers at the corporate headquarters in Abuja, you never mentioned Biafra. You said you are a human rights group working for Nigerians. Okay, let me ask you, Igbo people, why do you love lying in the Igbo? Why do you love deceiving yourselves? Igbo, IGBO. Why do you love lies so much to deceive and lie to yourselves? Why? These are the consequences of lies, you know. Telling Jonathan they are working with APC. So Jonathan sent the police to come. A freedom fighter asking the police of the enemy to come into their territory. Oh God. Uche Namada said, but the truth, how else can the police explain that Wazirike, who was earlier summoned by the command, will suddenly turn around to provide them with tactical support against the commanders who were agitating for their right and opposing Wazirike's misrule and betrayal? The police on one hand wants Wazirike. Wazirike went around and asked Jonathan. You know, he did uniform with Mrs. Jonathan, Peace Initiative for Nigeria. God will punish them. But the truth is that we are not against President Jonathan or conspiring with any party to oppose his re-election. We are only insisting that Wazirike should render account of how he has managed the resources meant for the struggle. Mado said none of the commanders were arrested in the Preydon operation. Confirming the incident, police spokesman Andrew M1M said it was in continuation of the manhunt for those involved in the killing of those sent from Onitsha by Wazirike. Look at the nonsense. Disgraceful. Freedom fighting Igbo style. You see why I'm a Biafran. I told them I'm not an Igbo. Am I drunk? Igbo. Igbo Bakwok. What Igbo is that? Look at the way they behave. Disgraceful. From Ohaneze to the last person. There is no shame. There is no honor. Igbo is a language for information. I dare anybody to bring me any map before 1900 with the word Igbo in it. I dare anybody. Give me a map that predates 1900 with Igbo in it. There is none. Only Biafra. Igbo is a language. Biafra is a people. Governors of Southeast, these people put in by Hausa Fulani henchmen to do their bidding. They met in Enugu with a call on the government of the zoo to establish a cargo section at the Akanibiam Airport, Enugu, with the view to enhancing business activities in the zone. Hey, the governors from Igbo land met Igbo, I told you, at Enugu. Do you know why they met at Enugu? They are begging. So you need presidential order to allow cargo parcel to be delivered at Enugu. Do you see how wretched we are as a people? You need presidential permission for cargo, parcel to land at Enugu. The governors met at Enugu to discuss allowing cargo plane to land at Enugu. Are we human beings? I don't know what our farmer is doing to me this morning. I don't know where he got all this news from. I'm so unhappy. So unhappy. For cargo plane to land at Enugu, we have to beg the presidency. Cargo plane, aircraft that carries goods and God. Sometimes if I had known how burdensome this thing is, I'm telling you, I would have had, I don't know. If I had known, I would have stayed back and enjoyed my very beautiful wife. Because I begin to wonder what type of God made some people. Governors met to beg Jonathan, please allow cargo plane to land at Enugu. To enhance business. Buying and selling, trading. Hey. I don't know if the barrister is still with me. I will try. Barrister Mamezu, are you still with me? Can you hear me?
Barrister, I'm listening. The cargo and all the rest of it.
Oh my God.
It's very upsetting. No, very upsetting.
I don't know, Barrister. You can't Google. I'm tired, honestly.
Very upsetting. Barrister, read on. We need to hear it. Read on.
Okay. I don't know. This is just pathetic. Pathetic. The barrister said I should read on and I must do so. Because once the barrister speaks, I have to oblige. Addressing newsmen shortly after their meeting at the government house in Enugu, the chairman of the forum, Governor Theodore Oji of Abia State, of Aba. Remember Aba? Has anyone been to Aba lately? Governor Theodore Oji, in charge of Aba. And it's in Ibru Manapurochim. And it's in Ibite Otaramara Jonwa. The state of Aba will tell you the mindset of this very man, Theodore Oji of Abia State, indeed. Also commended the federal government for controlling the spread of Ebola scourge in the country. Oji, who told reporters that they would summon a meeting of Elders Forum of the Zone soonest, said they were happy the way the former Minister of Information, Professor Dora Akunyili, was buried. Always burial. Burial. The governors therefore prayed for the family of the late National Agency for Food Drugs Administration boss. They are now in prayer session. The governors are praying. With their millions upon millions abroad, Theodore has bought over the whole of Omuahia. The wife now owns Aloma Clinic. He owns his own private estate and street. The son is rampaging all over the place and he is kneeling down in prayer. Governors of Abia State, Enugu and Ebonyi State were in attendance, but Okorocha did not come. Okorocha does not attend the Igbo meetings because he's a Hausa man. Never attends Igbo governors' meetings because Imo State, where barrister comes from, is the Sokoto Caliphate. With emirs, with calling out to Islamic prayer, with a mosque at the government house, with traditional rulers being converted to Islam. And they also have a branch. They have a Biafran group called Bilie Human Rights Initiative. Working for Hausa Fulani APC, registered at Abuja as a Nigerian organization, coming out to deceive you. They are fighting for Biafra. Barrister, I know you can hear me. We have finished our news this very morning. The time now is 26 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in Oslo, in Norway. We're not going anywhere. So we take calls until people are tired of calling us. But Barrister, please, before I open our lines, go ahead and tell us what you have in mind. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. Every news has to be listened to, and we have to read under the meaning of what they're trying to tell us. Most of them, their views are not what we can easily understand. But once you place your fingers on them, you bring out the realities, and then we take it from there. Thank you for the news, and of course, your ways of making things much more easier for us to analyze. Director, starting from the amalgamation, the news about amalgamation is always depressing. Always depressing that somebody you never knew from Adams came all the way from far to come and disrupt, disfigure and destroy your existence because of their own greed. To kill in order to better his own people. This is what we suffered in the hands of Lugard and the government of Wilson. It is quite unfortunate that up to today, most of us, like the guy who called yesterday from America, claiming to know history, yet he could not give a single example of what he studied in history. I did not hear any single example that made any meaningful argument for what he studied. He could not defend his own argument. What a shame. You see, all these standby guys, they are in the US, they are in Europe, they are here, they are there, just making unnecessary noise. Go and do some few jobs here, maybe send one or two cars at home. They claim they have studied. Not until mankind, people in the world, know their history, they will not know where they are coming from. Because they will be deceived by what they hear from all this pathetic media here and there. Director, the Biafrans are in our own towns and villages. Somebody remembered you. Discovering of sea route to India, discovering of this Magellan, discovering of this, whilst I was existing in my own place, in peace, you came to discover me in order to make history. We write you down that you discovered ABC. Whilst what you discovered was in existence, history was turned upside down. People started buying newspapers. Now what they read is what they will take on as what they know. What a shame that we are very, very happy in our own places. And all of a sudden, there was a recreation of MAP. There was a recreation of Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, who are not even interested in merging with us because they have already cited these people are greater than us in everything. They are greater than us in commerce. They are greater than us in economics. They are greater than us in everything. British man told them, don't worry. All those things, we will dissolve it. We will make you greater than all of them. Leave it for us. And they did. But they did not believe in one Nigeria. Evil begets evil. Because the oil has been pumping money for Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, the rare cattle. All of them are now in suits. One man called Dangote is the only man that is shipping things into the zoo from my own waters. There is none in his village. There is none where he came from. And some stupid non-entity individuals will call here and tell you, take it easy. Those that belong with APC. Take it easy. Even as we talk, our people are being killed. And you're asking me to take it easy. Where did you get your brain from? Where did you read your history from? That I'm here in this country scavenging while there's wealth in my own land. And somebody who has no stake in my land is taking what belongs to me to look after his own ego. And you're telling me we are just making cheap noise. My friend, may this grace befall upon you and wherever you came from. Even if you are from where they're not taking from, for example, may this grace descend on you and your family, that you are telling Biafrans to carry on suffering whilst Boko Haram are killing us as we do. Direct, imagine the Biafran Muslim people are firing gun everywhere. British people would have supplied them with weapons to go and kill us off.
Yes, now.
They're not doing anything. The aircraft is there, but they are not doing anything, Director. It was my biggest hatred. I love this country because I'm here. My biggest hatred will turn on British people when Biafrans decide to take back what belongs to them. And then they will come in their trickery to supply weapons. Director, then, you said it. We kill nobody. We're not killing anybody. Director, the law allows you to defend yourself. If a British man or woman or their associates put their hands ever again in the killing of Biafrans, all of us will turn into terrorism. Regardless. You cannot kill me while I stand aside and watch you because of what? You have two hands, I have two hands, you have two legs, I have two legs. One head for each. Director, Christianity that brought us, made us completely impotent. But I tell you, my mom will always tell me, after what we share, when you keep touching a millipede that hasn't got teeth, that same millipede will bite you one day. You cannot use my docility, and then you want to kill me off, kill my generation. I keep quiet because of what? Blood will go back to blood. Dear friends, cannot always stand aside for the name of Jesus. My second sister, Helen, will tell you, we will, that judgment will come at the same time and judge everybody. If you keep killing me and I keep running away, what does that tell of me? Coward. God will judge all of us at the same time. Biafrans will go into Mosaic law. One eye, another eye. Biafrans say, enough of all this garbage that we are receiving. You are in your country, somebody came to impose his own will on you that kept us into perpetual slavery. And we are still waiting on in Jesus' name. That Jesus will judge everybody. What rubbish have we been receiving? Up to today, British hand is still in the amalgamation and in the marginalization and slavery, killings upon me as a human being, me. And then I will say in Jesus' name, amen. I will sleep and go to bed. And if I wake up, that's it. No, director, this must stop. And it will stop. Must go by into a different organization. They are trying to actualize Biafra. So they are pursuing something else. Biafra is already there. Radio Biafra is trying to restore Biafra. We are not actualizing it. You cannot actualize what is in existence already. Actualization is what was never there. Now you are trying to put it in.
You know, barrister, is our limited grasp of English language. Thank goodness for the likes of Professor Innocent Odenigbo that actually corrected us and said it is restoration and not actualization. You know this idiot. This idiot that says he is this thing. Okay, what is it? He's a lawyer. No, you people, you lawyers. I don't know. Sometimes what you said is a lawyer. Actualization. I don't know. It's English language, barrister. Please go ahead.
Director, I'll be here to make any corrections that our people are peddling with. Wazwike is into actualization. Radio Biafra here and the entire people are into restoration. Brothers and sisters, please remember, if you're talking actualization, leave Wazwike and his people. Here, we restore Biafra. And that's what it is. Biafra existed how many donkey years ago before we were destroyed? When Inri, our kingdom, was enthroned in 1911, Biafra has long been there. Envy, jealousy is the most destructive element in human life. Envy, jealousy. That was what made Biafra the way we are today. We are at peace. The British people came because of what we have. We are not looking at you. We didn't come to you. We don't even know what you have. You came to discover what I have. Envy and jealousy made you to take me and sold me into the hands of destroyers. And that is what is keeping me up to today. And somebody will call in and tell you, take it easy. Take it easy, because either you belong to Hassan Fulani Boko Haram or you are fathered by one of them. Director, from now on, anybody that tells you they are from here, ask them their village, because the more they talk, the more we will find out where the accent came from. There's no accent I do not know. As far as you belong to Biafra land. It's a gift. I will tell you where that person. Make them talk. I will ring you to drop that guy. is not of what he claimed to be. We are dying every day. And those who want us to remain dead are there fueling it, taking what belongs to us and giving us chaff. You came to my country, you didn't come via legal means. You want me to go via legal means because of what? So that you keep killing me. Look at these guys coming to Biafran land, firing guns. What happens to Hausa Fulani Boko Haram? They are now patrolling up and down with their armored cars. And Jonathan is there. I told you that guy is not a Biafran. He isn't. And will never be. Giving order. Wazika, don't talk much of him because that guy, he will soon be gone. He will soon be gone because anybody that betrays his or her own people will never stand to leave the next day. He will soon be gone. We are talking about taking permission. Director, in New Biafra, every state must have their airport. Every state must have their airport. Look at you, are begging. You're going to take permission from Jonathan so that cargo will be delivered.
So imagine such a rubbish. To fly in biscuit and tin milk.
Imagine. But go to Katsina, there's airport there.
Yes, now everywhere.
Go to Canada, there's airport. Go to Canada, there's airport. Biafra, wake up. If you don't know that you are marginalized and being punished, then it's shame on you. For those who have eyes and brains, know, I'm telling you, nothing is growing in Biafra land. You have the oil, you have the sea, you have everything. But Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram, supported by the British, channeled everything into their villages and towns. And we are here picking and plugging from one corner. And thank you to Abiyam. Every day you are in church. While others are struggling to restore their nation. If you don't have freedom, whatever you are doing in the name of church is rubbish. You will be in the church and we have something like Boko Haram will bring the gun and shoot all of you dead. Remember the Yoruba man said how Biafras are roasted in church. Because why? You have no freedom. You believe in Christianity. You believe in Jesus. Jesus ain't going to give you any freedom. Get your freedom first. Even the Bible says it. First seek you the kingdom. What is the kingdom? Your freedom. If you don't get your freedom, go to church, they'll kill you and you die. You think you're going to heaven. Where is heaven? Where? Director, let me not speak too much today in anger. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The voice of the very eminent, irrepressible barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has spoken very finely, of course, as I expect him to. Our lines are now open. Those of you who have been listening attentively, now is the time for you to make your views known to the world. We are on +44208-133-9976. We are also on Skype, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra 1. If you call us on any of those platforms, you will also be able to get through to us. Once you get through to us, we will take your call and put it to the hearing of the rest of humanity. We are live, we are direct, we are in Oslo, in Norway, and our lines are open, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1, and our lines are also here. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello. Good morning, sir. My name is Budala, sir.
Good morning, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nnamdi. It's happening to NSL.
And where are you calling from?
Calling from the zoo.
From the zoo itself. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Yeah. The world is listening. Go ahead. My name's sick. Go ahead.
Please, I'll be the letter.
Yes.
The news this morning is very sad. And I know this Boko Haram issue. It's people that have head, like I myself. And two legs, one head. What is happening here? We are not comfortable again. Is there no other way that we can turn from more worse than Boko Haram to reach our people?
If they continue this way, we will be worse than Boko Haram. If they continue this way, we will be worse than Boko Haram. If they continue killing our people.
So called these governors that say that they are governing us. What do they mean by that? It's shame unto them. Shame unto them. All these people that call themselves and people leader. Who are they leading? Are they leading animals? We are not animals. Our eyes are open. Please, Global Director, I'm very, very sad this morning. If there is a way that you people should, count me among those people that will go and die, but then they will be restored. Please, I'm among them. Because where we are now, we are tired, honestly. Before God and before man, we are tired where we are. And there's a that we said this morning, that we are tired. Please, yes. If you are tired, what do you want us to do? We are the person that open our eyes to know what is happening. So what about all these big men, all these governors, and all these police governors? Let's tell poor people, we that are listening to the radio Biafra, our heart is growing, we are growing every day on this. So we are not going back. With those governors, with those 100 people, and without them, we can do. If only people are abroad will support us with weapons, we are ready to go and die for these people. To hell with them. Why these people are playing with us? Anybody that comes there, say that the governor, look at the village of Okoroja, we're in the north. I never hear one day, not a single day, that all these outside governors buy a bicycle or a type of bicycle and give the Igbo chief. So look at what is being done with the money of Imo State. And people are praising him, saying that they want him to go back again. So hell with those people that are praising him, we want him to go back to that seat again. So please, this thing that we are saying, we are doing this thing. Let's go. There's people that are very sad on this news that's happening in Nigeria. Please, that's my little contribution that I'll do.
You have spoken very, very well.
And
God bless you.
I don't want you to be tired. No. I want you to be super gamma will send you the more. To carry out this process. That Biafra must come, whether they like it or not.
You say?
Not the Wazirike Biafra.
Wazirike is not a... God bless you too. Thank you very much. He is not a Biafran and can never be. We have a caller also on Skype, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes. Are you talking to me, Director?
I'm talking to you, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
Yeah, my name is Nwagu Samuel. I am calling you from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, are you the person that posted a picture on Facebook, Biafra Israel? Are you the person?
I don't think. I may follow the page, but I'm not the person.
There is a book published in 1824. Very voluminous text that has Biafra/Israel written on it. I want to know who posted that very picture of that publication to contact me, because we need to access them. We need to find them for the Biafra Library. We need those information. We need them. It is key and very compelling. Please go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to congratulate you. Then, without taking much of your time, I've been listening to Radio Biafra. When I began to listen to your voice, it was like a joke here. But glory be to God, even wherever I am in Malaysia here, I used to tell people and they know me as one of the Biafrans. Secondly, I want to react based on the statement made by one of our brother in US yesterday. He's from US, as he said, was making mention of a research institute. If I must say, I'm not trying to be angry with him, but I want to direct him if he might be online now. He's in US studying. Now, he left Biafran land, he left the zoo. Then if he happens to be a graduate in Nigeria already, why did he left Nigeria or the zoo or Biafran land to United States where life is more better? We all here are not fools. Director, continue what you are doing. God has destined it that you will bring us Biafra, and you will not fall. You will not fall. You have enlightened us enough. He's talking of education. What will you gain when you must have gotten the whole certificate without being employed?
Exactly.
As I'm talking to you, I started school in 1986 from the primary level, left secondary school in 1999. Till now, I'm still looking for a way to succeed. I happen to be a student of Federal Polytechnic Nekede. I graduated from the Public Administration Department. But here, now look at where I am in Malaysia, suffering. Director.
Yes, my dear brother.
Stop listening to fools. There are people who don't listen. Let me tell you one thing about that guy in U.S. He did not spend a dime. He did not contributed one naira to his studies. That's why he must reason that way. If he had been in Nigeria suffering, going to where they are building houses, going with, becoming an Okada man or whatsoever to be able to sustain himself before he left for America, he wouldn't have been in position to say that rubbish. Thank you, I'm okay. I happens to be one of the Biafrans here, but due to the nature of things here, there are people who are under, in my own local area here, there is nobody that does not know that I am a good disciple of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much. And I'll be in Malaysia. Hope all of you will be there as well. We have another caller on the line, this time also on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Samuel Gabriel. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Are you the person that posted that very picture of that book?
No.
Okay, please go ahead. I'm looking for that very person because I want to know where they got it from. We need to do research so I can give it to Nonso. I want to track those books down. I want to read them. Please go ahead.
Okay. My name is Samuel Gabriel. Like I said earlier on, I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead. Turn your system down because it's interfering. Turn it down or move away from there and go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Okay. So, since day before yesterday, I've been listening to the radio and I was so happy and I really love what you guys are doing. So, what I just want to say, because I just came into town last 2 weeks ago. I visited a place in Onitsha. I came from Onitsha.
But you sound Yoruba.
No, my name is Agbesboni Igbo. Onsu Igbo. Agbesboni.
Were you born in Yoruba land?
Yeah, I was born in Lagos. I was brought up in Lagos.
You see, that is the thing. It's, I can tell. Please go ahead.
Okay. So I really love what you people are doing. The program is really, really educative. I really love it. Even me and my friends here, we have been talking about the program. So what I just want to know is that I want to be more enlightened because this is the first time I came in here. See, even there in my place, I have never been hearing about this program. It was just my friends that just introduced me and they said it's very, very interesting. And I listened to the program. It was so interesting. So I just want to be enlightened more on what is going on. On what is going on Biafra land, because as it is, in fact, I will fight with the last drop of my blood to make sure that we actualize this dream. So that is just why I say, let me call.
Where are you based?
I'm based in Malaysia here.
I'm coming to Malaysia. Try and come out, then you will even be more convinced. Try and come out. I'm coming to Malaysia. When I get there, try and come out.
Okay, you are coming to Malaysia.
Of course, I'm coming there, yes.
Okay, yes. No problem.
I will come there and we are going to the UN building to go and find out why UN will be there and we are being maltreated.
We are so maltreated.
I will lead our people to the United Nations in Malaysia. I don't do things from the back, I lead from the front. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have people all over the place, my dear Lord. People are calling us left, right, and center. We also have a caller now on the line. I believe we have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The caller on the phone, can you raise your voice, please? What is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Lyokushyo Bawuchi. I'm calling from Russia.
From Russia. Sorry, what is your name again?
Lyokushyo Bawuchi.
Where are you from in Biafra land, please?
I'm not from Biafra land. Actually, I'm a Yoruba person.
You're Yoruba.
I'm not here to...
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. What is happening in Nigeria now is not very different from what happened in Iraq. You have Boko Haram now, and you have problems in Biafra, and Biafran people are saying you want to go out of Nigeria because Boko Haram is killing these people. What exactly is going to happen is you do not have the firepower to fight him. If you fight him alone, he will kill you. You need help from outside. When that help comes from outside, the only people he's going to come from is America or the British. And when he comes there, they're coming there not to help you. They're coming there to steal everything that is there. There is no way. There is no possibility. There is no way you can fight these people and win. You are carrying out your anger on the wrong people. You are carrying out your anger on everybody in Nigeria except yourself. The anger you have is against the government, is against the Boko Haram. Everybody should fight the Boko Haram, not only you. You shouldn't tell everybody that Hausas are bad, Igbos are bad, Yorubas are bad. They are good people in Yoruba land. They are good Hausa people. I have Hausa friends. I have good Yoruba friends. And I have a lot of good Igbo friends. They are all my friends. You cannot say all those other people are bad and you are good.
No, I never said that we are good. If you listen to this program this morning, I was castigating Igbo people. I don't take prisoners. If you are good, I said, if you heard me yesterday also, I did also mention that the Yoruba, I don't know why he dropped the line. I don't understand. I wasn't going to say anything untoward. I was only going to remind him that I did say yesterday that if people listen to Radio Biafra very well, Hausa people had a civilization. Hausa people, we are civilized people from time immemorial. I also said that Hausa people, we are good until they allowed Fulani people to deceive them. That's what I said. He's no longer, he's listening to, of course, he dropped the line, not me. Chinekema. I did not drop the line, he did. I wanted to tell him how bad Yorubas are, but he couldn't stay to listen to that. So he decided to drop the line. I would have told him, when I said that Yorubas are bad, I will give you instances. I read history. I didn't study history as a discipline out of hobby and out of quest for knowledge. I will give you historical instances where Yorubas, we are bad. Very, very bad. I am struggling to find one good Yoruba man. They said Fajiyi defended Ironsi as a point of honor and principle. Other people are disputing that from a historical perspective. That is the only Yoruba man I can give credit to. I met a Yoruba person, Chris Olopo, who is a very fine friend of mine from our university days in London. We studied, read the same thing from the same course, but there is no way that Chris can be a Yoruba man. He must be Igbo somewhere because he was too nice. Yorubas, I have not seen anything good in them. Therefore, I cannot report that they are good when I have not seen any goodness. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is ceaseless. We do not intend to stop. We continue until Biafra comes and then beyond. And in so doing, we have another caller on the line. You will give us your name also and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I called before my phone went off.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, you were about to tell me why Yoruba people are bad.
Very, very bad.
But you are saying Yoruba people...
I'm coming. Let me finish, please. Let me finish.
You said Yoruba people. You are taking the whole Yoruba people. That is not correct. You can't say everybody in Yoruba is bad. It is not correct.
Tell me now, educate us, please. I want to learn. I want to change my views about Yoruba. Maybe you can convince me. I'm coming, please. Tell me one good Yoruba man that you know.
Me.
What have you done about the killing of Igbo people in the zoo?
God, I don't have the power to do anything about it.
Can you write a letter?
A letter to who? Who will listen to my letter? Who will see my letter?
I am coming. Do you know that you can do something where you are?
How?
You can write a letter to your pastor, Yoruba pastor. You can write a letter to your MP. You can write to a Yoruba newspaper, you can write to the Punch newspaper, you can write to the Nation newspaper, you can write to the Observer. You can do something. I don't know what is going on. I don't know. The line keeps going off. He says he's not the one cutting it. His name is Hakim. I want you to come back, please, so we can debate this very issue. If you convince me that Yoruba are good, I'm a very reasonable person, I will go with you. I'm not blindly ignorant of facts. You convince me that Yorubas are good, and I'll here and now, I will change my mind. I believe in reason, in the superiority of argument and reason. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can this caller hear me? No, they are no longer there. And we continue to do our work. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see if he's back. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Wonderful. It's a good thing that you're back. There are things you can do. You've been able to call Radio Biafra. You can do a phone-in program. You can phone a Yoruba station back in the zoo and tell them exactly what you're telling us, that the killing of Igbo people, the killing of Biafrans is very, very bad. That is number one. And number two, my dear brother, the reason why we say what we say is this. The Yoruba people stood idly by and conspired to starve to death over 1 million children. The person that sat at the helm of affairs to oversee this infanticide, this genocide against children, is no other than Obafemi Awolowo. His line keeps going off and coming back on. Did anybody blame Obafemi Awolowo for killing over, not one child, over 1 million children? Awolowo is the darling of the Yoruba people. Awolowo is the darling of Yoruba people. Yorubas have never taken Awolowo to task. Yoruba people are there arresting and deporting Biafran people in Lagos. How many Yoruba pastors rose up to say no? Yoruba people claiming they wanted one Nigeria kicked out Nnamdi Azikiwe, who was at Ibadan, the Western House, then under NCNC, orchestrated by Awolowo, supported by Adisa Akinloye. They went house to house and campaigned on tribal grounds for Nnamdi Azikiwe to be removed and returned to Enugu. These are people that believe in one Nigeria. Yorubas were there, and only Yoruba people took all the money belonging to Biafrans. Only £10 was given to each and every family to start buying and selling to get back to on their feet once again. That one was in Yoruba land, my dear brother.
Yoruba people or the representatives of the Yorubas?
Yoruba people, because let me finish please. This is the problem that people have in conception. When you stand idly by and you watch evil happening and you don't raise a finger, you are also an accomplice to that evil.
Okay, then you're talking about history. What of the time in the Biafra lands before the white people came that people were eating people?
Where was that? Where did you hear people were eating people?
Africa was a cannibal land before the British came.
Is what
the Calabars were killing each other. It's not about reading it anywhere.
Is what the British told you. Where is your historical evidence?
I don't need any historical evidence to show you. You know that is how it was.
I don't know. Because
people ate people. Aren't Calabars cannibals? Didn't they kill people to eat?
My dear brother, I'm laughing because the answer is no. You ask me a question, I will answer you. The answer is no. Do you know that
there were no tribes in Nigeria that killed each other?
I'm coming. No, none did. Not where I come from. Maybe Yorubas hunted themselves for food, not us. I'm coming, please.
Really?
Hold on. I want to clarify something.
It's not a fair argument.
No, it is fair. If you have historical evidence, you give me. When the British came, they said the reason why they are going to attack Aruchukwu was for slavery. They said they took away the charger of Opobo because of slavery. They said the reason why they're bringing us Christianity and Christianity is because of the killing of twins. And I asked people before, did your father, did anybody in anywhere in Kor Biafra land see the killing of twins? Hold on a second now. Don't get upset. This is something I threw out in the public. Millions of people listen to Radio Biafra. His line is gone again. I don't know what is going on. Go and call your villages this morning, please. That is one of the lies that the British fed our people. Go and call your villages now. Ask your father, your grandfather, ask your uncles, can you remember seeing anywhere twins were being killed? Did your grandfather mention any particular family where twins were killed? The answer is no. Hey, Onyemwemna Chineke. My Lord and my God, our people are indeed ignorant. May you have mercy upon their wretched souls. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, I can hear you, Director. Good morning. My name is Patrick Petri, but I'm calling from Doha.
From Doha. You speak very well. Your accent is quite posh, if I may add. Are you an expatriate?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to do a follow-up with what my Yoruba friend just called in to say about the generalization you are kind of making on the entire Yoruba race. I think I actually buy his line of argument in the sense that a lot of people, if I should go back memory lane, a lot of people in Nigeria believe that the 1966 coup was an...
I don't know what is happening. Is it the British? Are they cutting our lines? The British may be interfering with our lines. Our dear brother, please call back. Even Hakim has been calling. He will call and he will cut off. I don't know if it could be the British. It could be the British. I don't know. Hakim, stay where you are. Somebody is supporting you, which is very fine. Did you hear? Hakim, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, my. I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is happening. His line is not very stable. The caller on Skype,
hello,
can you hear
sir,
me?
Sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, please, my dear brother. Your name and where you are. I don't know why our lines
good
are cut.
Good morning. I'm Izuchukwu from Anambra State, or Zobu, precisely.
Thank you, Izuchukwu. Can
Let
I ask you a question?
You.
Hold on, Izuchukwu. Izuchukwu.
Izuchukwu.
Izuchukwu, hold on.
Yoruba people.
Oh, my goodness.
Even here we are in Dubai. I'm calling from Dubai.
Go ahead.
Yoruba people, even when you do visa for them, immediately they see their brother, they will leave you and they go to their brother. So I condemn them. Yeah, I live in Yoruba, in Lagos, for how many years? They see Omibo. They will, even when you give them something, they will curse you over that thing. Yoruba people, they don't love the Igbo man. Every time they plan evil against Igbo man, in anywhere they are. So I don't know reason why people, even the boy, you are giving him enough chance. This kind of people is people that when they came, you will just cut off their phone. When they talk, they will begin talk nonsense. You talk cut off their phone. And number two, yesterday you mentioned about the people living in the north, you say. Anyone who want to stay in the north, you say, but they will die there and we forget about them. Even my own brother is there, I'll tell him, if you don't come back, we'll kill, even if I'm in war front, I will fight without remembering you because you are not the first that died there and you cannot be the last. So, director priest, this guy, you don't need to listen to him. Forget about Yoruba people, they are all evil. In Ledin Church, I know how they fight before they make it an Igbo man, a pastor. I know how many times. I did not investment in Ledin have done in eastern part of Nigeria. So please, sir, take care and God bless you and God bless all the Biafra. And let us try and pay our defense fund so that we can be able to go and defend our land. Thank you, sir, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We know that a lot of people are married to Yoruba or have some liaison with them. By virtue of that very effort, we have cleansed that Yoruba person. They are no more as bad as the other because they have mixed with a refined Biafran blood. We shall bring them back to Biafra land. That is how we can save some of them. But here on this very platform, here on this very radio station, the truth must be spoken and the Yoruba danger. They are cowardly and they are evil. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I speaking to the director?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Just hold on. It's about the record that spoke about the Yoruba people. The problem is the Yoruba people, not all Yoruba are a problem. Understand. Even our living in Lagos, we can't say all the Yoruba are a problem. Some of them are problem. but some other problems. So we can't just say all Yorubas. But if they're going to divide, please, we are in support of divide division. We get our land, let them stay our own. If we want to do business with them, we can do business with them, but not stay together again. But Boko Haram and each other, they just find their way and fuck off. We don't care about them. And thank you, you guys, for making this medium to communicate all the whole world, because I don't know what I could have said now, because I don't have identity. I have been in Europe for how many years? If I want to go home, it's a problem. So I would like to go home and stay there forever and ever. That is my country, Biafra land. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you too. God bless you, my dear brother. People are stateless, more or less, perambulating all over Europe, traveling from one place to another, mired in poverty. And we want to send you home. You have to go home to Biafra land, the land of your ancestors. That is where I was born. That is where I will die. That's where I will be buried. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Director, my name is Chigozie Abakle Boom. I'm from Ekwe in Imo province of Biafra.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Director, according to the person that called about the Yoruba, you see, some people don't understand what you say sometimes. I don't know what kind of education they acquired, but I know everything is not by education, everything is by wisdom. Some people don't have wisdom. If that's why they might be educated. So in what you are saying, Director, some people don't understand it. When you say about, I want to talk about the issue of Yoruba people, because I know that the Yoruba people are coward. And as you said it, and it is true. So, but some people say that it's some people. It's not only the people in the government. Since if when Obafemi Awolowo was starving our people to death, if the Yoruba people wake up and the call and the protest that no, what Obafemi Awolowo is doing is wrong. At least today we will not be saying that the Yoruba people are bad, because they have cleared their own path. But they supported it. None of them protested against what Obafemi Awolowo did exactly. To our children.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that some people don't understand. So they should go and learn. So thank you, Director. I'm calling from Thailand and I'm calling from Bangkok. But the problem you are having here, I don't know, our people are not, I don't know, we are not hearing anything about the Biafra issue. But as I believe that with my friends here, anything we can do, we'll contact and know how we can help in our defense force. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I don't know what is happening in Thailand. I don't know if it is the leadership. I don't know if it is the following. Something is wrong with Thailand, or Satan has gone into Thailand. Satan, I think one or two of them that I thought we are human beings, there is something wrong with them. Their brain. I think Rocha Sokracha got to some of them, and I told them that they will go down with them. And they will. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
One or two of them.
My goodness me. I don't know. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, my Director.
Please go ahead. Go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
This is Obu Chidebere, calling from Malaysia.
I'm from
Imo State, Lala, that or not, precisely.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Director, I called because of the question you threw about somebody that...
Something is wrong with our lines. They're not holding. Our lines are not holding, it's the British. Our line, yesterday they gave us static on the line. Today they are not allowing our calls to be taken. But they will go away. They will go away. They will go away. We know that for sure. The caller on the line, can you hear me? On the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, no, they're not hearing me. I don't know what is going on. I have no clue what is happening, because our lines, we peak and then it goes off. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, Director. I can hear you loud and clear. I called before.
You called before on the line when I don't know what's happening. It's the British. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, like I was,
I was trying to make a point about the issue my brother raised before.
Yes.
Regarding this generalization tendency that most of the times you make about the Europe people. So
yes.
Like I was saying that the most Nigerians from other part of Nigeria actually believe the 1966 coup was an Igbo coup. So,
yes.
And that is the general perception about the whole thing. But you and I know that there was never a time that Igbo people sat down and organized and planned and said what we are going to do. We are going to plan this thing and do it this way or do it that way. So, but generally they now blame the entire Igbo race, including myself, yourself, who were not born at that period, and say that it was an Igbo coup that people planned. Igbo people planned executed from other regions of Nigeria. Well, which in actual fact, it's not true. Okay? Now, Bosumi Awolowo did something, and because of his action, or rather inaction, you want to generalize it and blame his single action on the entire Yoruba race. I think it's not proper, if you ask me. Yoruba who actually confided in me about the actions of Awolowo, and he actually told me he believed that his actions were wrong, and whatever that prompted him to have done everything he did during this was wrong. I know a lot of Yoruba people who are actually good people. So in talking about Yoruba people, I think it's going to be really bad if we generalize that the whole Yoruba people are cowards, that they are bad, they are evil. I don't really subscribe to that, because even in Igbo land, there are worse people, very bad people in Igbo land. Likewise, in Hausa land, in Fulani, we have good and bad people all over the place. It's not just in Yoruba land. You can't tell me that Igbo people are the only good people in Nigeria. I think it's wrong. And I can't... I
never said Igbo people are good. If you listen to me this morning, even from last night, I never said Igbo people are good. I said genuine Biafrans are good, not Igbo people. I have said that very, very clearly. Let me tell you one thing, my dear brother. I don't believe in self-pity or self... how can I put it? I don't tell myself lies. I never do that. If you do something good, I will praise you. If you do something bad, I will castigate you. The reason why I said that is because in Germany, German people killed Jews, Israelites, right? Is that correct? German people also came out to condemn, not one person telling you in secret. Germans came out to say what Hitler did was bad. What the Nazi party did was bad. They banned Nazi party. You have Yoruba politicians copying Awolowo, winning elections, copying a mass murderer. And you're telling me that they're okay? Is that what you're telling me?
My point I'm trying to make, Director, is that when you generalize that all Yoruba people are bad because of the actual Yoruba politicians, I think it's not right, because one or two persons who come out in the secret to tell me or tell other people don't subscribe to what Awolowo did are exempted. So you're labeling all of them as bad, as buying.
I want you now to tell me.
Ideology. I don't think.
No, tell me now. Name one good Yoruba man or woman. Hello?
I'm telling you this is one good Yoruba man. Just the same way I can't start come and telling you that this Igbo man is good or this Hausa
man. I can tell you that Akanu Ibiam is good. Simon Bakwe is very good. There are many Igbo people who are good. Dora Kunyil is a fine Igbo woman. She is good. Name one Yoruba person that is good. Hello?
Well, that is not the focal point of my
argument. It is the focal point. It is the focal. No. It is the focal point. I generalize.
Generalization of Yoruba people as bad or evil, or Hausa people as bad or evil. I don't really. I think he doesn't really strike a point.
Okay. Now, I'm asking you this question. Because I generalized, and generalizing is not very good. Let me then ask you a simple pointed question. Name one good Yoruba person.
I can't go and start looking at Europe, all the entire Yoruba people, and start looking for who is good and who is not good. I believe that there are still some good Yoruba people. For example, let me give you an instance. For example, the job I'm doing today over here was given to me by a Yoruba person. He's a good man.
You are working.
He's a good man.
Hold on. They need your labor. He did not do it out of benevolence. They need your labor.
No, not at all. No, they don't. He is not the owner of it. He's not the owner of the company.
No, but you are working. Hold on a second.
Yes, when
he employed you to do
my labor. No.
I don't agree with you. It's like somebody getting a foreign paper. When you go to a country, they give you a passport. You say, oh, they did me a favor today. You throw a party. You are the one who is actually foolish. They want your labor. They want you to serve them. They want you to work for them.
I am not the most qualified. I'm not the most qualified for the job. That is one thing I want you to understand. I am not the most qualified.
Do you go to the same church? Do you go to the same church as him?
He assisted to secure something for me.
Do you go to the same church as him?
Not at all. Not at all.
How did you meet this Yoruba man that gave you a job when you're not qualified? Are you married to the sister?
This is really irrelevant.
Are you married to
not
the sister of this Yoruba man?
Not at all.
He must be gaining something from you. Check very well. Are you sure your wallet is with you? Check your wallet very well. Make sure all those things are with you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Yoruba Wundoshi. The person on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director.
There is a jingle.
Good morning, director.
Good morning. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Chinenye Benjamin, and I'm calling from Malmo in Sweden.
Malmo in Sweden, Chinenye Benjamin. I am coming to Malmo over the weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we are waiting for you, director.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening, and the barrister himself is waiting. Please go ahead.
Yes, director. First of all, I want to thank you for the good work you're doing for people. I want to thank the Biafrans all over the world for their supportive work to the restoration of our dear country, Biafra. I want to appreciate our sister, Carol Monde, who is doing a selfless job to help us restore our country. I say may God bless her and bless all the editorial board of Radio Biafra.
You say?
And bless our director.
You say?
Director, especially I want to pray for you. That as you are touring the whole world, that God, he has already given his angels charge over you. He will continually carry you upon his eagle round the world. No weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, you shall condemn them. For it is your heritage as the servant of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, and God will bless your wife and your children and your parents at home in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Concerning this thing they are debating about now, you know, though, permit me, I will take permission from you. You are a man, I'm a woman. And I will use the adage our people use. It's the Yoruba people, as we are saying, you are saying Yoruba people are bad. It's one person that did that. And as our brother said, the other people, they did not protest when they were doing those things. To be precise. He did the policy and killed the children, starved them. None of them rose up against that, knowing that it was bad. So I'm saying that for you to say that, in a way, you are right, because they didn't get up to say what you are doing is bad. Our leader, please stop. And now they saw this Fashola deport people, even in this present time, last year. None of them got up to say, stop, this is not right. There's never a group, this Oduwa, whatever, or their youth, any youth group that have risen up to say this is not correct, please, it should stop. You see, even in the church, none of their pastor, none of the pastors will ever stand and say this is not correct. We should do things right. And then when we come to Igbo people, Our people, we have this Ohanaeze Ndigbo. They are representing us. When they come out in the media and say something, it will be said that Igbo people have said. So it is generalized. That is why I think this thing you are is correct, because that is what I have to say in that aspect. So I just encourage you to continue with what you are doing, and God will help us. Then I'm pleading to our people, let us come out and support this. Those of us that have not paid our fund, Biafra Restoration Fund, let us come out and make our donation and support this, because we need to be free. We need to be free. We cannot continue to sing the Lord's song in a strange land. Thank you, and God bless you. And God bless all Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you very much for that, my dear sister. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister has been waiting. I must go to this same barrister, the very eminent man himself, an attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. He is with me. The barrister has something to say. Barrister is partly Yoruba, because barrister was born in Yoruba land. He's partly Ongunumirindi Yoruba. He drank Yoruba water, and he speaks Yoruba fluently.
Not only I'm partly Yoruba, I have a Yoruba name as well.
No, you don't.
Director, let me say things that are very important here, which tend to allude to some of our callers. Director, as I have known him, is very, very impartial to anything he says here on Radio Biafra. Director, how many times has Director condemned Igbo people? Is it only now you guys are remembering? It's only me that will say to Director, please, say some Igbo, because I am an Igbo man, you are an Igbo man, Uchemefo is an Igbo man, and we are doing
Barrister, I am a Biafran.
Oh, well, then, yes. Let's leave the argument. Let me finish this one, then we go into that one.
Okay.
Director, I know you as somebody straightforward. What you tell Dick is the same thing you tell Harry. Now, let me come to the main issue here. We have always condemned what the British politicians did to us and still doing it. But we have always said that the British public are good. Why? Because these people will always condemn what is evil. They will go outside to demonstrate. Did the Yorubas ever demonstrate in any instance?
No.
Director, you read it today at this news, that when Ironsi planned a coup, it was Ojukwu that stopped him.
Yes. So when Nzogu planned the coup,
Nzogu.
Yes.
Ojukwu stopped him.
Yes.
Why did Ojukwu stop him? Because we have this versatile mind. That Director, how many times you say something, I say, Director, then I agree with you. The Yorubas do not do that. So when you say it's all of them, I will support you 100%. When the angel of God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, they started from 50. They were discussing this with Lot, because that's where Lot ran to when he divided the kingdom with his brother Abraham, his cousin or nephew Abraham. Now, from 50, they counted down, they went down. The angel said to Lot, if we can find one single man who is righteous in this land, we will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. There was no single individual that was righteous in that land. You've counted to my own brother, who probably his wife is Yoruba. Can you name one single Yoruba man that is good? He couldn't. You see, here on Radio Biafra, please, before you make a call, especially if you're coming for argument, have your facts. In case you are shaken, you say this is my facts, because we believe here in argument. Superior argument, that's what we have here. If you are going for a fight, make sure you have enough equipment, ammunition, so that when you are challenged, you'll be able to discharge. When you are coming to talk to Director, please, don't for the sake of making a call, have your arguments intact. So that, because surely, and I'll tell you something else, Director, irrespective of, he is very active in his dealings, he has one thing called that audience. If you want to speak for 50 minutes, 1 hour, director will listen to you, will not interrupt. What he does not like is when he's talking. Now you're interrupting him. He doesn't make any civilized argument. My people, whether you're a Biafran or a Nigerian, you're calling in here. When you want to make your argument with the guy who called yesterday, director listened to this guy until he went about, started over regurgitating all he has already said. Director had the patience to listen to him. But when director started asking him, he was very, very interruptive. Me, myself, I don't like it. If you're talking to me, I'll listen to you. When I want to talk to you, please cultivate that particular patience and listen to me. He makes a standing argument. Director, let me point this out again, as I failed to mention this. Do you know that Rochas Okorocha, who was planted in Imo State, has never organized or been to any meeting with any of our people?
Yes.
Instead, his mind is always going towards Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. Where he came
Katsina.
From.
Katsina. He goes to Katsina all the time. That's where he belongs.
The governor of Adamawa or whatever, Nasarawa, his two daughters are getting married. Rochas Okorocha has flown in there yesterday with them. Do you know how much you will give them? Each of them will give them 2 million, 3 million. Go to Imo State and see how many roads Rochas Okorocha has messed about. They are not fixed. And when he heard that he's never going back there, somebody called earlier and said, some people asking Rochas Okorocha, he will be people outskirts of Imo State. No single individual in Imo State would tell Rochas Okorocha to go back because he has not done a good job. He came via free education in order to bring Hausa Fulani Islamic people into our lands. That is what Rochas Okorocha has done. And he's not going there anymore. All his interest lies with the Hausas. Director, I'm sure you are recent in Owerri. You will see beggars that has never happened in where I came from before. Beggars all over the place. Hausa Fulani, every corner. I told my people, don't let any of them step into my village. They have done a lot of evil to us. So my brother, Yoruba man, sometimes I do congratulate them when they have the effrontery to even call radio station to debate the argument. But I tell you, the Yorubas, they help blockade to serve our people. Nobody can ever accept anything. Even the Yorubas, they will say in Koti Oda Oda, what is not good is not good. They know that. Koti Oda Oda, if you know that your people have done evil, my sister just raised it. Near recent deportation from Lagos, did any Yoruba single man or woman stood up to say, Baba Yabo, potential Dao? Did any? None of them. The Yorubas, you've touched us a lot. You've messed us. You supported. When our Ojukwu told Awolowo, let's all of us have our own tribal connections. Awolowo was locked up. Ojukwu freed him. Awolowo, go home. Go and organize your people. Solidarity. The house has called the Yorubas Belerebe. Belerebe means somebody you cannot trust. I don't speak Hausa, but I know a few of their vocabularies. Belerebe means somebody you can never trust. Ojukwu said, Awolowo, go and organize your people. I freed you from jail. Awolowo turned around, backstabbed Ojukwu. Send Isaac. From where he was in the constituent, send him back. And that foolish one went home and sent a Calabar man home and said, please go back to your home. And that was what brought the hatred between us, the Calabars and the Akwa Ibom. We did not do anything. And then the Yorubas used their media campaign to destroy us and our cousins. Yorubas, you've done a lot. You did a lot of harm to us with your media. There is no gain saying what we are saying here. But what we see here is facts. And we are not romancing words. And we are not here to self-pity any individual. Yoruba hate us. Hausa hate us. That is why we are suffering up to today. Which Yoruba man has ever erected any building in Igbo land? But they love our women. They like to marry them, to give them the brain that we have. Then they say, yeah, Igbo man sense. Because we are greater. And we don't excuse that. Thank you, Director.
From the very barrister himself, thank you, Barrister Mamezu. We have a caller on the line. This caller on the phone, can you hear me? They have gone. They've just been waiting for a very long time. Now I've decided to go to them for some reason. They are no longer there. We are welcoming you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. It is your radio station, so it is ours as well. We close anytime we want to close. We don't have a set time anymore. But one thing is certain, in the evening we broadcast for nothing less than 3 hours. In the mornings, minimum 2 hours. Anything we get on top of it is jara, it is a bonus. But we must continue to preach this very fine gospel, because Chukwu Abiama is God. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. Our lines are open. If you call us, we take your call. Radio Biafra 1 and also Radio Biafra itself. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, my director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, Emeka Wanna from Germany.
From Germany. Which part of Germany are you in?
Hagen. I called yesterday in the evening.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope you remember.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah, I told you I'm one of the best listeners of this Radio Biafra.
You said so last night.
Even when I was on the road with my wife, the phone is in my pocket. I'm listening from a TuneIn radio.
Yes, TuneIn is very good. TuneIn is the best place to go to. TuneIn.com. Yes. Download the app on your phone and listen to it.
Listening. Even from this morning when I wake up, I was with my wife on the street. I was listening to everything that is going on today. I didn't want to call, but I just make this call because of the anger in me. People are talking rubbish. And the last one that angered me most was this Yoruba boy that called. We don't need them. We don't need their help for our Biafra. What is he insinuating? That Yorubas were good there. You people don't know more facts. Because if I start bringing facts about these people, I mean, you won't hear them again anymore. Okay, let me tell you just something that happened in Spain. You know, I lived in Spain before I came here in Germany.
Yes.
Let me give you one thing, something that happened. I'm a member of Redeemed Church in Spain, and I worked so well with them till I know that these people, they are not with us. Yorubas are not with us. They can never have something in common with us. One of my friends, he's working with a company. And the company, they recognize this pastor there. This pastor is a Yoruba man. All the Yoruba boys there, they are lazy. But this boy, you know Igbo people, they can work very hard. This boy is working very hard in that company that the Sioux hates this boy. They even called the boy one day that he should slow down in his work. So that, because in the company, if you work, your points will be going higher. And the boy is working on his own. He doesn't look at anybody. You know, Igbos, they can work very hard. Yeah. So this boy, these people ganged up, because all of them, the boy is the only Igbo boy there. They ganged up. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not just talking what I don't know. It happened in my presence. This boy was working very hard. They ganged up and called this boy that he should slow down. The boy said, anybody can work on his own. I'm working on my own. I have problems in my family. I didn't come to Europe to look at the roads or the buildings. I came here to help my family. You know what this boy did? When they killed the paper, the asylum paper that the boy was holding, the manager, the leader of the company, that's the white man, the Spanish man, they tell the boy, okay, we will take you back if you have paper. If you got your residence, we will take you back. Go and fight and get your residence. I promise you, know when white man promises you something, I will take you back in this company. The boy said, okay. The boy started running around after 3 years, because Spanish, if you are 3 years, you are eligible to get your residence with the contract you show. So the boy started running around to get the papers. Now, the other Yoruba boys, the ones that doesn't have their paper, they said they should bring their police report. They went and bring fake police report. And the pastor knew, because the company, they recognized the pastor because he was a pastor. You understand? But to me, he's not a good pastor. He's a Yoruba man. Those Yoruba boys, they use fake police reports to do their residence welcomed. When the Igbo boy tried to use his own fake police report, the man went at the back and told the company that this boy wanted to use fake police report. Do you see how he betrayed this boy? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you the truth. But why other ones you accept their own? Now you went and tell these people that this boy wanted to use fake police report so that the boy will not be employed in that company. Till today, the boy is still there. We have already told him, leave these people, go on your own. They are not your God. You are an Igbo. You can still survive once you are here in Europe. But the boy wouldn't hear us. We all left him. These people, they just wanted to be using the boy. Now he cleans the church. He does this. He does that for them. Do you understand?
Yes.
So if I bring other facts about this Yoruba people, you know they are even worse than the British we are talking about. So, Director, I'm not just happy about them, but I just want to leave other people to make their own views. I thank you. May God bless you.
And you too. And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Others will make up their mind. They will make up their mind. They will say what they want to say. And everybody, as we say here on Radio Wave, is entitled to their views and their opinions. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. And we must continue to do this very work. And indeed, be able to bring our proceedings this very fine morning to a conclusion. We have come to the end of our presentation this morning on this day, Monday, the first day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. Tomorrow, if you don't have Twitter account, go and create one now. Please, Carol Monday, make sure that Twitter accounts are being created by people. Inform everybody, the COC, every coordinator, every continental rep, we are going to start tweeting from tomorrow again, as usual. If you don't know how to do it, ask your children to show you how. If you don't know what to write about, we shall present those for you. If you have not joined us on Radio Biafra London, which is on Facebook, endeavor to join us there. We are simply Radio Biafra London on Facebook, the largest of its kind anywhere in the world. We have over 400,000 people in one place. We are truly phenomenal, I would say, very, very global. We move forward. We do not go backwards because we are here to do what is right before God and before man. Therefore, wherever you are, we thank you for having listened to us this morning. We are reconvening this very evening. This program will come to you this evening all the way from London. They will start and then we take over when we get into Amsterdam. Very, very important. Radio Biafra is twice a day, morning and evening without fail. And from me here in Oslo, in Norway, before I draw the curtains, I must remind everybody listening that this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwa Biama is God. This same God will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep, and bless each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, the same God, Chukwa Biama, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And God bless all of you. Good morning from Oslo in Norway.
Lord.